You're listening to KYMN Northfield, Minnesota, where AM 1080 and FM 95.1. Joining us now from the state capitol is our state senator for District 20, Rich Dreheim. Good morning, Senator. Did you have a good weekend? The weekend kind of came and went, but you really had a long week of a holiday break for the legislative session. Were you able to get some R&R in?
A little bit. We had a hockey game on Saturday and some practices, so it was still busy with hockey.
All right, let's talk about the session. Off last week, of course. Back in session today, and you've got you're kind of hitting the home stretch now, where things, if you want to get done in time, probably need to start happening in a hurry. What is, you know, I don't know if you've probably only been up there for an hour or so this morning, but what's the mood? Do you expect it to be like this week at the legislature?
Well, we're going to start taking up our policy bills for each committee. So I think this week we have the public safety and judiciary bill, the health and human service sector bill, and what was the other one? I think transportation.
Those are pretty good sized thing, especially health and human services. That's a huge chunk of the budget. Will you be involved in the crafting of those bills?
You know, everybody that sits on the committees that are involved a little bit, but it's usually up to the chair to have the final say in what goes into a policy bill.
All right. Is there anything in particular you'll be looking for in any of those bills as they are being crafted?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the public safety, you know, it's been front and center the last 2 years. And I think there are segments of our public safety network throughout the state that need more support, more funding. So that's pretty important.
As you know, there have been, I think there's an article today in the Star Tribune about St. Paul and how they want to address the carjacking problem that's been going on around the metro area. You know, when you craft those bills, will there be certain, you know, individual, circumstances that are taken into account, like crime and carjacking, you know, the violence that we've seen around the Twin Cities the past couple of years? Are you focused on anything in particular?
Yeah, that is always a concern. You know, the Cadillac converters, the car theft, you know, the muggings, the gun violence. It's, you know, every weekend there's shootings. So we need more boots on the ground throughout the metro area. So
all right.
There's a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah. Okay. Let's, once again, we're talking with State Senator Rich Dreheim. You mentioned the committees are getting into work. Jobs and economic growth, you know, right now the unemployment is looking pretty good. Are there anything within that committee that you'll be addressing?
You know, we have a very small bill for that committee. We've spent a lot of money, or proposing to spend a lot of money, on the unemployment insurance that still isn't settled. That costs us $50,000 a day. So that committee really didn't get any other money. Mm-hmm. So it just policy changes.
You're also on technology and reform policy. That is a new committee. How has that gone? Have they, you know, you get a new committee, and sometimes you got to kind of find your way as to what you need to do. Did you have a pretty clear direction when that committee got started on things that you need to address in the 2022 legislature?
We really just started looking at how massive technology is in the state. So we have 2,808 applications or software programs, And what should the procedure be when a department needs to update that? And then how can we condense that and have some data that is shared between some of the programs with the proper people using it?
You know, I was watching, I don't know if you caught 60 Minutes last night, but they did, one of the reports was on cyber hacking from Russia into the world, and in particular the U.S. as well, into our, energy infrastructure. Is that something that, are those kinds of things anything that you deal with from the legislative standpoint?
You know, we don't drill directly into that, but the departments that we talk to work on that type of situation and have contingency plans. And every department is supposed to have a more or less a game plan if something happens.
All right. Once again, State Senator Rich Dreheim is with us. Senator, is there anything else you'd like to pass along today? Anything else going on this week?
You know, we'll just have a lot of hearing time. Floor time. So that is kind of hurry up and wait. We'll wait for bills to come from the House and vice versa.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
State Senator Rich Dreheim here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We've got Rich standing by. A look at local news coming up.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the